This is Kurt.
And this is Tracy.
And this is the MFG Cast. Everybody.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to another board games edition of the MFG Cast.
Games,
yeah. I'm actually going to name this one The Sweet Spot.
Whoa.
What does that mean? You'll never know.
We like dessert.
Yes.
We're going to talk, this episode is all about dessert.
Yep. Screw gaming, we're talking about treats.
Well, it could be about games that are all about food?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Anyway.
But it's not.
No. Now that you've tuned out.
He just gave me, like, a really mean face.
I didn't give you a mean face. This
you gave
is
me
a mean
like,
face.
You gave me, a like, a face like a terrible idea.
Yeah, terrible.
It just could
terrible.
Be. Like, we could do an episode all about food.
We could. Be
games.
Easy.
Food games.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
We good.
Sorry, I digress often.
Anyway, the theme will emerge as we're kind of talking. So what do we want to talk about first?
Surprise! Okay. Games.
Games. We played a lot of games lately, actually.
Yes.
Which is kind of awesome.
I was just thinking, trying to figure out, like, when the last time we recorded was to kind of set the stage for this one.
It's been for a release, it's been about a couple of weeks.
It's only been a couple of weeks.
That's it.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Time has not been flying lately.
Yeah, it really hasn't. It's been going slow.
Yeah.
But like, what's a highlight? What's a game that you're like it really stood out to you that we played?
Oh my gosh, the game or like the company?
I mean, whatever you think.
I don't know, like. Well, I'm not going to answer on the company because I feel like everybody that we've played games with is obviously we enjoy playing with all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that is not what I'm going to talk about, I think. A game that stood out. Yep, not a clue.
Well,
I think. Okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, you go first. Let me think about it.
Okay. One of the things that I've been thinking about lately is, you know, we have a lot of games. Like, some people would say too many. We would say not enough. But we've played a lot of our games lately, and we've kind of brought some ones that we haven't played a lot for a long time to the table and stuff like that. And one of the games that we actually played with a couple of different people and even a couple of different versions of that game is Century Spice Road / Century Golem Edition. So we had a couple of our friends. They both
physically in person.
Yes, we played the Century Spice Road edition of that game in person, and they really dug it. And I almost felt that they were gonna be like, "Well, I don't know about this game," but by the time we ended up finishing the game, they really enjoyed it, which is cool.
And I never really got the vibe that they didn't like it. I think they were trying to absorb it and make sure they knew, like, the details of the game.
Yeah.
And they really enjoyed the art of the game also.
Yeah, which is cool.
Yep.
And then we played this game virtually, but we played the other version of it. We played the Century the Golem Edition with John, our buddy John, on Board Game Arena. And we had never played the Golem Edition.
You know, the more I think about those, it's weird. I'm like, maybe we have played this.
I don't think so.
It seems,
though.
You know, it's like when you play, after you play something and then you think about it and then you're like, maybe I have.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, it's probably just because you just played it.
Yeah, exactly.
Or well, you just did that thing.
Maybe one of the times we went to like Gen Con or something like that, maybe we played it and just forgot about it.
Ah. But I don't think we really did.
No, I think I would have remembered it because when we saw the art and stuff like that, I was like, this art is amazing. Yeah, I love it.
The colors were like, pow.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I really, like, I think that was probably what caught my attention first, were like the bold, like, pink and blue and...
Yeah.
What? Green and...
It was a, yeah, pink, blue, green, yellow. And yellow? Is that what? Yeah. Yeah. And, yeah, it was cool because, you know, we had played it, and John had played it before, but he had to kind of relearn it, even though we're playing the different edition. He played the regular edition first. And, it's pretty much the same, just different art, and it's gems instead of spices.
It's crystals.
Crystals, whatever, yeah. And,
some would argue that maybe they're not the same.
I would assume so.
It doesn't matter to me, though.
And, you know, when we played it, the first time, John was still kind of, it was almost like he was relearning it, So, like, he was kind of trying to do certain things, and he kind of screwed up on some of the things he did, and he was kind of, you know, upset about it. He's like, I want to play this again. So we played it. We play it one more time or two more times?
One.
One more time after that. And it struck a chord with him after we played it again, because he's like, well, maybe... You know, because I think he said that Seth Jaffe, formerly of Tasty Minstrel Games, taught him this game. And he didn't think he was really keen on it. And then the more we played it, he was kind of like, well, maybe it's something I will pick up, you know. So it's cool. It's cool when you find a game that, like, maybe at one point you would have dismissed, but then you're like, oh, maybe this game isn't what I thought it was, and I actually do like it, you know? And it's not to say that the game is bad. It was just sometimes people have different experiences with a game, and maybe they come back and they have better ones.
Or, you know, it could be, too, that you're at a different... You have a different frame of mind at that time.
Yeah.
Too, like, maybe when he was learning it, he wasn't really interested in it, or maybe I think he might have mentioned... He actually might prefer the visual aspects of the Golem edition more than the Century Spice.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard him say that.
Yeah, I think I remember that, yeah.
But and it might not be for everybody. So I feel like when we played with Sarah and Krista initially, I think it might be the reverse. I think they would potentially prefer the original versus Golem, and then John would prefer Golem.
Yeah. Yep.
And I like both of them, but I really, like, I dig playing Golem again.
Yeah, for sure.
So, again, not that there's a difference besides the art and the reference to spices versus crystals.
Yeah.
But John, I remember John mentioning, too, that when this came out, this game came out, that it was going to be the, what, killer to Splendor, or Splendor was going to be the killer to this, or vice versa, I can't remember.
Yes. Century Spice is going to be the Splendor killer.
And they're not the same.
No, they're not.
Some
mechanics might be similar, but it's not the same-ish game at all, really, to me.
But you're getting that in any game, well, not any games, but some games, you're going to get the same type of experience or portions of them. Some games are just plain reskinned. This one is not a reskin of one or the other.
Yeah.
At all. Yeah. But anyway, just thought I'd mention that.
Yeah, for sure.
You are looking at me because you want me to come back to my...
Yeah.
What was the original question?
Was there like one game experience that just kind of, I'm trying to think of the word, like shot to the top of your head, like really had an impact, like anything like that?
I don't think any game specifically. Well, I kind of might have mentioned Golem also, because that was a nice, like, reskin to an original or something like that. But I also didn't want to mention specific plays with people, because I enjoy playing with all of our friends and games. But it was, like, a nice little treat to be able to play with our friends from Minnesota, because it was just you and I and them, and like their game for playing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just are sponges.
Yeah.
To be able to absorb all the things. And we played, did we play two or three games with them?
Three. Yeah, we ended up playing Century Spice Road, Seven Wonders Architects with the Metals expansion, and Sea Salt and Paper.
Yeah, so we were able to introduce them to three, I would say, absolutely different games.
Oh, yeah.
They loved all of them.
Mm-hmm.
They, I mean, we could have spent, like, an entire weekend just continuing to introduce them to all these games, but, you know, we eventually had to drive home, so... But, like, that probably was, I would say, maybe the highlight of our time since the last time we recorded.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but you and I were driving away going, man, we're glad we connect with people, whether it's physically or virtually, that enjoy the same things that we mm-hmm. do.
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of a good little playoff of things, because, like, the reason why I wanted to call this the sweet spot is because we're kind of in that sweet spot where, you know, we were able to play with our friends from the next state over and have a little game day. We have our Wednesday night games where Mike and Jason come over, or, you know, if one of them's gone, the other one comes, and, like, we're all open to playing something and having a great time. And then we'll play Board Game Arena, either me and you, or we'll have John on, or maybe
Jesse
on, and we'll be able to play games with them.
And that's like once a week. Now it seems like it's becoming like a weekly Friday night thing.
Yeah.
Almost Friday, sometimes Saturday. Like, we'll play all evening. At least with John. And Jesse may join us half the time.
Yeah.
Like, you're right. We're in a sweet spot.
Yeah.
Which is where, great. You know, I think we kind of went in like a spot where we weren't able to make those connections necessarily, where, you know, we knew people were out there that wanted to play also, but we just couldn't connect it.
Yeah.
Make the time work.
Yeah, for sure.
They couldn't make the commitment.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. Exactly. Or, like, there's, like, a board, there's, like, a local board game,
group.
And it's, like, you know, we've connected with them, like, one or two times, I think.
No, we went once.
We only went the one time, okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we're like, you know, this is fun, but, like, I don't think we're going to make the connections we think we're going to make.
No.
Plus, you know, other people, they were just... Some of the people they just wanted to play certain games, and they weren't really feel like, I don't feel like, as open to playing other things.
Yeah.
Some were and some weren't, kind of thing.
Well, and it was fine, but, like, what, we went there and we ended up playing two games, and one of them we didn't like.
Yeah.
And it was fine, but we didn't know we didn't like it until we played it.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like it's a regular game that they play.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, so, like, yeah.
And we talked about it on the podcast.
Yeah, before. We have. Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. Like, it would be nice to connect with other people here in town and things like that, to be able to do those types of things. And maybe eventually we can join in for the heavy game day, which is what? Afternoon at a brewery where they play games for several hours, and it's more of the 2-hour games or the 4-hour games, whereas the other group is
more light and medium weight games.
Yeah, possibly. And it's not like we're big, huge, heavy board gamer. We need to play like a 4-hour game, but they are playing playing other games and broken out into smaller groups of people playing other games versus we played like with six people. Mm-hmm. You know, it's more of that party-ish game sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. You know? So sometimes you're not maybe playing those games that play, you know, 4 or 5 players that you want to play.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yep. And it's hard, especially with our schedules too. Like, we have work. We have stuff we have to do after work. We also have a coming up on a 14-year-old son that's got a busy life. And I don't even know what that means, because I don't have that. But, you know, it makes our lives busy, because we have to you know, get him to where he needs to be and make sure he's good and, you know, make sure he's safe. And, you know, it's just sometimes life can kind of throw a curveball when it comes to trying to do the things that you want to do.
Yeah, but I think we have it worked out now where, like you said, we found the sweet spot. And we know that Wednesday nights we game and Friday, a lot of times we connect with John online and potentially Jesse. And we're trying to get together with our friends in Minnesota to connect with them at least once a month. And the majority of the time that we connect with them, we're always playing a game or games and, you know, just relaxing.
Yeah. And it's all about having an open mind, which is great.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, they're not, no one, not, I was going to say, not one of those that we're connecting with is, like, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, John. Just kidding, John. But, I mean, there's always, we can always find something to play. There may be certain types of games that some people may not be, like, a super fan of, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Yeah. One of the things that I feel like it is fun, and I think we've talked about this before, but I like repeating it, is I love getting somebody else to really like something that we like. You know, I love like people like either saying like, that was really fun, I'm glad we've played that, or that I love that game, I'm probably going to get that. You know, like that makes me feel good that like you put that positive.
And I feel like we've gotten that the last couple weeks.
Yes, yes. And we get the same thing too. Like, we'll, like, you know, John will play online with us with Board Game Arena. He'd be like, I learned this new game, let's learn it. And we're like, okay. And we play it. And we're like, yeah, we should get that.
You know, it's like, or Mike will bring a game to Wednesday Night Games. And then we're like, and then Kurt's like, but Mike has a game. I'm like, so? Like, why can't we get the game too?
Yeah.
Mike isn't always going to be around, like, can't we play the game without Mike? So, like, what, we bought at least two games recently that he's introduced us to. And then Jason, I think Jason even said something like, he kind of alluded to potentially getting something that we played recently. And I was like, what? And I'm like, this guy is like, that was like, that would have been a super win.
Yeah, because he's a guy that doesn't have very many games, but he loves playing games.
Yeah.
So it's fun to have him over and play those games. And like, we even played a game that he's like, he had like the original Pandemic, and he's like, well, we got it. And me and my son, his son's like, I think 18 or 19. And they were trying to learn it. They kind of got lost. They kind of faked it. It wasn't really that good of an experience, you know? And we were like, well, this is, it's really a fantastic game. We'll show you how to play it. And we did. And he was like, wow, this actually is.
Now I'm going to make him play it for real.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So it's nice to have those connections and, you know, to be able to hit that sweet spot as we're talking about. And it's cool too, because like when it comes to like, when we get together with our friends from out of state, like we make it a day. We're like, okay, we're going to go, we're going to find someplace fun to eat. We're going to, you know, eat and just talk. And then after we do that, then we're going to play a couple of games, you know, maybe have a few adult beverages. And just, it just makes everything, you know, just awesome. Because there's, you know, there's just so much, you know, crap these days. That's just, there's so much pressure on us to, you know, be adults and do the thing. And, you know, your mental health sometimes is just, ugh, you know. And it's just those experiences that just really, like, make you feel like, great to be alive. It's, I mean, that's kind of like a cheesy thing to say, but it really does.
Yeah.
It's nice to have, you know, it's nice to have that hobby that takes you away from that real life thing that maybe you're like struggling with or, you know, combating.
Well, like even, so we're recording this over the holiday weekend and, we spent so much time prepping our house to host family for the holiday. And we were exhausted.
We are still exhausted.
Well, yes. Okay. We are still exhausted. But we were exhausted yesterday when we had family over. But the plan was to host them for dinner. And then, so eat a lot of food and then have them stay and have a game night, because we haven't had a game night with Kurt's family in a long time. And so we're always really excited to have game night with his family because they, for the most part, are pretty open to playing games that we introduce and stuff like that. But I felt like, well, number one, first, it was really nice to sit down and like take a deep breath and be like, okay, we did this thing. We made this dinner. We fed these people. Now it's time to just sit down, like soak in all of the love in this room, have some fun, and play the games. You know, I don't know if you felt like that, but I was like, I like this. Like, it was worth the hard work to get these people over and be able to have a really good time. But then the struggle, a little bit, I felt, was because we had more people than we're used to playing with, we had to really think about, like, what games are we going to play with them? And then if we thought about what games were we going to play with them, then are they going to be games that they're actually going to like? Because we've struggled in the past with explaining some games to his family and then having them, like, turn off during the explanation, or you can tell that we're going to lose them because they just, this is really not their thing. And it's like, no offense to them, but like, why take the time to do it? Yeah. And so it was just like staring around in our game space going, okay, so what games accommodate, how many people are there?
Six
people. And then one switch out of person. So it was always only six people, but I mean, games that we wanted to play maybe only went up to four people. And, like, it's funny because it was always a struggle trying to find three people mm-hmm. to play a game. And now we're like, now it hit me last night. I was like, we have more people in our corner now. Mm-hmm. It was, like, kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, because I remember I went to grab Go Nuts for Donuts. I was like, this is perfect. And it plays up to five. I'm like, no.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. And they have, it could be we could get something like Sushi Go Party, but we don't have that because, you know.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe that's something we do in the future, but it was kind of a struggle. We're like, okay, you know, what games are out there? You know, we played like Slamwich, and we played Monstrosity, and we played
Garbage Day,
like something, you know.
Click Clack Lumberjack.
Yeah, just these games that, you know, not we wouldn't necessarily look for that player count because we're not used to that whatsoever. You know, mm-hmm. You know, it's even a thing too where like a lot of games play maybe 2 to 4, maybe 1 to 4, but like even when we have our 4-player games, I'm like, okay, I have to really make sure that these actually play up to 4 players because that's getting to that territory where maybe you have to kind of find
I think that's something. A little bit easier.
It is.
I would say it would be quite a challenge if we had one more player.
Yeah.
On our Wednesday night game nights because then it would be like, oh no.
Yeah.
Unless we find a game that added an expansion that like allowed for an additional player or something like that.
Yes, yep.
Like, holy moly. But, yeah, I mean, I had a great time last night, and I think everyone did playing the games that we did.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
That's what family time is all about, and that's what holidays are about, I feel like. And
Yeah, not just being the person that sits in the corner where everybody else talks about their family members or situations that happen that don't involve you, you know, like I think sometimes like family get-togethers can go off in that direction and it gets old. It really does. Cause it's just like, you know what? That's something you can talk about, I think, on your own time. Let's have some fun. You know, let's play some games. Let's
like our holiday dinner today.
Yeah. Yeah. You
no,
know?
No offense, family.
Yeah. It's just nice to be able to do something that engages more. Yeah. You know, because a lot of times people can be left out. And, you know, even our son told us, like, sometimes I feel left out. You know, and it's like, this is a good way to get everybody involved. Let's play a game. Mm-hmm. Let's, you know, make it silly. You know, even if somebody's struggling at the game, just, you know, you know, comment like, oh, you did a good job. You know, that was good. You know, even if, you know, maybe they're struggling, like, just get them engaged.
Yeah. Know? And I mean, that was, now that you mentioned that, I was kind of, I was a little bit nervous because Logan had his girlfriend was over, and she's on the Shire side, and meaning like she's been around for a little bit over a year, and she still is shy to talk to us.
Yeah,
like have full fledged conversations with us. Like she'll say hi and bye and stuff like that, but like that's pretty much it. And but that's just her personality. Like she's very comfortable around him. She just apparently we're very uncomfortable people. No, we're really not. But no. So I was nervous because I said, "Hey, Logan, when she comes over, we'll have her eat or whatever." But then we want you guys to play games, and I thought, "Oh no." And so we're playing Monstrosity, and I thought, you know, for those of you who have played, you know, you have a little bit of time to review, like, your card of whatever monster, robot, or cute creature, because we have all of them.
Well, brag much?
Yeah, I did. I was a big bragger. Mm-hmm. We have all three. The only ones they make. Mm-hmm. They're not signed copies. Sorry. Anyway. So you have like 20 seconds to memorize as much as you can about that creature. And then you have 2 minutes to describe the creature to everybody at the table so they can draw it to the best of their ability based on your description. I thought, man, this is probably like the most outside of the box that somebody who is like shy and doesn't really want to talk to people is going to play. And I thought, she's going to want to crawl under the table. She did so good. She I think really we good. Just tried to make her feel really comfortable, which is what we always try to do. Whether, I mean, this is our first time playing games with her, but like we just tried to make her feel comfortable. I almost said uncomfortable. tried to make her feel comfortable, which is what we do with anybody yeah. when they hit our game table anyway. But like, I mean, we talked to Logan afterwards and he said she had a lot of fun. You know, she... I think she was still nervous, but I still feel like she had fun. I saw her smiling, laughing. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah. Yeah. It's all about him being inclusive. That's like the word, you mm-hmm. know, it's like,
yep.
you know, we don't care where you're from. We don't know what you've seen. Like, just come play a game. Let's have fun. You know,
no judgment, man.
Exactly. So,
or woman.
Yes. Or non-binary.
Or whomever.
That's right. Whoever it is. Let's have some fun. That's what we're here for.
Yes, folks.
Oh, yeah. So, hopefully you've had fun, because I know we've had fun. That's really corny. I'm all about corny phrases again today. I know, right? I know. That's awesome. Yeah. Hopefully you've enjoyed this episode. If you are looking for more content, make sure you check out our Twitter account. Make sure you check our Instagram. Make sure you check our Blue Sky account. Make sure you check out our YouTube page. Our YouTube page? Is that what it's called? YouTube page? YouTube channel. Jeez, wow.
I just bit my lip saying channel.
Yeah, I think I just aged myself by like 50 years by saying that. Follow our YouTube channel because eventually we're going to start up a new fantasy role-playing campaign. Our one that we have currently through the podcast here, that is still going. We'll still put out regular episodes every, I think once a month, I think is where we got the schedule on, because we've got board game episodes, and then I'll put out a noir or fantasy role-playing episode. But we're going to be starting out this new campaign, and I'm going to have 4 players that I'm going to be DMing against. I should say. No, I am actually very nervous.
I'm calling you out because you called me out on my apparent brag on the...
Because yours is a brag.
whatever. He's trying to pretend he's nervous about this.
Yes, I am actually nervous.
You should be.
We're going to have a new campaign on our YouTube channel. We're going to do that once every couple of weeks, fingers crossed. Because life kind of gets in the way, but... We're going to try to do that, and hopefully you guys will enjoy that, because we have some of my favorite people that are going to be playing some certain characters, and I'm really excited to tell a story. So, yeah. So, hopefully you will check that out, and until next time, I am Kurt.
And I'm Tracy.
And this was the MFG Cast. See you later.
This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network. For more gaming-related content, please visit www.legendsoftabletop.com.